A new Quinnipiac University survey shows Donald Trump with a 4-point lead over Hillary Clinton in the key state of Ohio when third-party candidates are included. Without the other candidates, Clinton almost ties it, but Trump leads. His appeal is especially strong along the eastern side of the state in places like Harrison County, with about 16,000 residents and a history of coal mining. Nick Castell of Here Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream has been talking with Trump supporters there and has this report.
Don Rogers is sitting on his porch in Caddis, Ohio. He's almost 60 years old, he's wearing a Harley-Davidson baseball cap, and he speaks through a bushy blonde beard. He says politicians don't even know we exist. Trump, on the other hand, Rogers says he's for us.
Because he said one thing that I did like, these politicians has been in there for a while, 25, 30 years, and that hasn't done nothing yet. It's time for him to go.
Rogers says he worked in a coal mine until it closed for a time in the 1980s. That was a hard decade for Harrison County. In 1985, unemployment reached 24%. The number of people working in mining there today is a fraction of what it was in 1980. Unemployment in Harrison County this summer was almost 7%, higher than the state average. Though more people are working today than during the most recent recession, Rogers doesn't sound optimistic about the economy as he points out vacant houses on his street.
Just come sit on my porch and you'll see for yourself. You're looking at shacks. Windows beat out, no gutters, downspouts, or nothing on their houses.
As mining declined, natural gas drilling grew. A gas company leased the right to drill on farmland the Rogers family owns. Rogers' 20-year-old son, Don Rogers II, joins him on the porch. He graduated from high school and has vocational certificates, but hasn't found work yet. Like his father, he supports Trump.
You know, he's going to get the illegals out, and if they go get their citizenship or whatever, green card, they can come back. I think that's fair.
Down the street, Rebecca Corder sits outside with a neighbor. Her husband seals off parts of coal mines for a living while she takes care of the kids. She supports Trump, too.
I know Trump's going to make people work instead of those people that don't work every day and sit on their butt and get welfare and free insurance and eat good and all that stuff when us working people are struggling every single day. We pay $800 a month just to have insurance.
The county voted for Democrat Ted Strickland over John Kasich in the 2010 governor's race, but the last Democratic presidential candidate to win here was Bill Clinton in 1996. Rich Millison, the chairman of the Harrison County Democratic Party, says the area has become more conservative over the last 20 years as union jobs declined.
There's no more local representation to represent that worker in the workplace. I think Donald Trump is speaking to those people.
A meeting of the Harrison County Republican Party begins with prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Looking out over the room are photos of movie star Clark Gable, who was born in Caddis. Many here describe in different ways a similar feeling, that the country is changing and not to their liking. For Barry Momeyer, that change is in social issues and President Obama's decision to commute the sentences of hundreds of federal inmates.
If you look at the culture, a lot of fatherless families now. Now abortion, it's okay to kill babies. That's all right. Now with Obama releasing how many prisoners, now the prisoners are good and the cops are bad.
Another Republican at the meeting, Josh Willis, is running for county auditor. He recalls a comment Hillary Clinton made at a town hall in Columbus in March.
I'm a coal miner, and I am literally voting for my livelihood this year. Hillary is anti-coal. She came to Ohio and said that she's going to put coal miners out of work.
She also said she doesn't want to forget those workers and touted a plan to bring renewable energy jobs to coal country. Still, for people in this area, the word stung. Paul Coughlin is a GOP candidate for county commissioner. While elections are usually cast as contests between Democrats and Republicans, Coughlin offers a different way of looking at it.
Do you want your country to remain sovereign with laws and borders? Or do you want to move to a globalist not only economy with trade that kills us, no borders?
The latter is where he believes the country is headed, and he says Trump will shake things up. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell.